Texte numéro 12. Beware parents who hover. It's the hectoring call that university tutors have learned to dread. Now, about my son's daughter's latest assessment, that B grade clearly can't be right. They've been at their student children's open days, interfered with the university and college admission service form, and swooped in to challenge anything from essay marks to college accommodation. Meet the helicopter parents, so called because they hover over their children, interfering and directing their lives in a way that would probably have embarrassed standard pushy parents. A phenomenon already established in the US, British universities are now beginning to suffer at the hands of the new breed, particularly at careers fairs. Helicopter parents oversee their child's first graduate job application, prep them for tests and interviews, and have even tried to renegotiate starting salaries. Paul Redmond, head of careers at Liverpool University, said their arrival was evident at careers fairs across the country last year. In future, we will have to be more open and say it doesn't look particularly impressive to have your parents with you at a fair, he said. Several high-profile graduate recruiters have reported incidents where parents have contacted them to negotiate a starting salary. Others have had parents contact them to complain about a child who has been overlooked for promotion. Companies have also complained that recent graduates have had everything done for them by their parents, to the point where they cannot get to a meeting. One senior investment banker told me how recruits in her firm were unreliable when it came to attending off-site meetings, said Redmond. These trends are well established in America, according to Carl Gilliard, chief executive of the Association of Graduate Recruiters, which has commissioned research on how recruiters should deal with it. Confessing his own helicopter tendencies, Gilliard said parents have invested so much money, time and effort that they find it difficult to let go. More students are living at home while they study, and in any case, the mobile phone puts parents in constant touch. So he isn't surprised the baby boomer generation are now interfering. In the US, companies now regard input from parents as a fact of life, said Gilliard, who attended the annual conference of the National Association of Colleges and Employers. Every session mentioned helicopter parents, and firms such as Ernst & Young have policies on how to deal with parents when recruiting. One firm even copies job offer letters to the applicant's parents as a matter of course. In Britain, most employers react badly to the interference of parents, according to Gilliard. But he conceded that attitudes may be shifting, with firms feeling that it makes sense to at least listen to parents. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2008.